So
Okay.
I'm wearing pitch black. Pitch black.
I hope
It
your
looks.
mom listens. You said your mom listens to the
Oh
podcast, so.
yeah, she knows shit.
You're wearing pitch black? Really?
Yeah.
That purple?
That's yo,
Yeah.
what's there's something wrong with your camera then, right?
No,
That's
I
not
don't get
wild.
it. But it looks dope. I want a purple sweat like that.
Yeah, I would never buy one, but it looks cool.
I think I'd buy one. I just don't know where I'd
You,
buy one from.
your
you would
masculinity does look really fragile, Robbie. Really fragile.
What?
Yeah. That's why you wouldn't
Listen.
get one, right?
No, I just that's not my color.
I think I look good in purple.
I don't think yeah, I like blues.
I like
You
blue. I
know,
feel like I could pull that purple off.
yeah.
Would you ever get a did you
You
ever
for
tie a purple
sure. I've been known to wear rot whack shit though.
But how about your pug color? Would you rock a purple one? Gold pug, not tutti.
I've rocked purple.
You would not. You would not rock a purple fucking pug, okay?
No. What are you talking
Relax.
about?
There's no fucking way you would.
I've never seen a purple gold pug.
Show me a picture of you in a pug that's not orange, yellow,
No, I
black,
wore purple. Someone's
white,
wedding.
or blue.
Someone's wedding. I wore purple. They
What?
gave
No,
the
weddings don't count,
color-coded
bro.
shit.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
weddings
the
doesn't
color.
count.
Oh, would I wear
Would
purple voluntarily? No. The
you wear
static
like a
color I kind of
lime?
have fixed. The static colors are kind of fixed for me. I like blue, black, white, orange. I love orange because orange is that's a special occasion color.
Fair enough.
I remember I
I think
wore orange
Jimmy.
to work one day, and everyone at work was like, "Wow, buddy, that's quite the turban color you got there. What's it mean?" I'm like, "It means I'm ready to give martyrdom." And they're like,
What's it
"What?"
mean?
No, I'm like, I know. I was just like, "Yeah, it's a nice color, right? Thanks, GG's." I don't know.
Just talking? What's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
Just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
That's another thing. I realized I started working corporate and I started saying I say GG's a lot just in conversation here and there. And I was like, what? I'm like, oh, fuck. Time to remove that.
That's not this strictly gamer thing, man.
Yeah, but I've been in that like world for so like oddly long that I keep saying GG's and it's whack as hell, I realize.
I was into some Punjabi song today, and the guy was trying to say something like, jithe main jande loki GG kahi jande or something like that. And I was
Bye
like,
bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
no, not that song. It was
I love that song.
GG. I was like, oh, like, sick, like Punjabi song has gaming acronyms in there, right? Like it's pretty cool, or euphemisms. I was like, oh wait, no, he strictly means like GG as in like respect, hanji
Yeah.
hanji.
Oh,
But my
I
mind
legit.
immediately went to GG.
It took me so long to get rid of like Brampton talk of saying still what you saying,
You saying,
even
dog?
I still
in like
say it.
corporate. I think no, I still say it, but I've been pretty good at not saying it at work.
I
But
had
now
to
I'm
lose
like
that in.
adopting GG, so that's kind of throwing me off.
I had to lose that when I moved to Scotland. No one understood anything I was saying. I couldn't understand them
Oh
either, but I mean, I had to
yeah.
change. So.
Ottawa, if you say what are you saying, they're like, what are you saying?
I actually had it was the first time we met one of our mutuals. It's when I moved to Ottawa. First night, I was like, hey, what you guys saying? They're like, huh? I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, no. And then we're driving, I'm like, oh nah man, left it. And the guy turned left. I'm like, yo, where are you going? Said, you said left it. I said, what? No, man. I
Even
meant.
still, what is
Yeah.
still? That didn't even make any sense. Still.
It's a filler word that is applicable everywhere.
My wife mocks the hell out of me for saying still, and I didn't realize she was mocking me for the longest time. So, what she would do is if I said still, she would say still back.
It's been
Kind of
replaced by
sarcastically.
truth.
No, but I'd say, she'd say something like, ah, still. And then she's like, still.
That
And I'm
works
like,
though.
it
That
does.
works.
And that's why I never understood that she was mocking me. And she's like, you do know I'm mocking you every time I say still back to you. I'm like, you are? Like, it never stood out as a mock. I always thought it was regular conversation because
Yeah, you're about it.
a proper response to still is still. What was
Yeah.
another one? There was another one that we used to say.
I can't remember.
Still, and then still was in one more, but, and she said that one back. Oh, word. I said word a lot. Like, oh,
Word.
word. Word.
No,
You know the
word's
weird
pretty.
thing?
That's not Brampton, though.
That's not really
And what?
Brampton, but it was another one that she mocked me for.
Right?
Where I'd be like, oh,
Yeah.
word. And she's like, word. And I'm like, yeah, word. And I'm like, oh, shit, you're mocking me again. Fuck. Fuck you. It's weird, though, right? But yeah, GG's is a weird one that I picked up on that I need to like really make a conscious effort of like getting out of my everyday vocab.
Where would you use that? I don't get it.
As in like GG's?
Yeah, like, yeah.
If someone
At
says
the end of the
something,
pod. Even at the end of the pod. GG's.
it's like, all right, over and out, GG. It was a
Yeah.
good conversation, it was a good topic, good game.
No, I get that. I don't see it like in a daily conversation in corporate where you would be dropping that.
So like someone sent me a bunch of notes that I asked for, and as in, like replacing thank you, I said, ah, oh, cool, thanks, GG's. I'm like, ah, oh, shit, that didn't make sense there. Ah, oh,
Imagine if I
shit.
did my job site, what are you saying? My eye hurts still, dog, still.
See, after a clin after you check my eyes and be like, all right, man, it's all set, sorted. I'm like, all right, man, thanks, GG's. It's weird, man. I need to just talk like an adult. I'm fucking 40 years old. It's the weirdest thing when I'm like, oh man, you're old. Speak like. It always trips me out because sometimes I'll see adults. Like, I took my kid to the trampoline park today, and I saw other adults parenting, similar age kids, but they're in like nice button-up shirts. And I mean, you're at a theme park, and I'm like, okay, these guys are really professional looking. And I'm like, they're probably younger than me. And I'm walking around in a cod
See,
straight out of the
I
Gulag
think
t-shirt.
it's
I'm like,
weird that they're at a trampoline park with button-up shirts.
yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too, but then I'm like, I'm so like not my age, it kind of trips me out sometimes. Is there an
I.
age? Do we have ages? Or is age just a figment of our imagination?
This is too meta for me. Let's just gloss over this.
I remember
It's
I had
too
my
big for
wife. One of
it.
the things my wife did was she changed up my whole wardrobe because she's like, bro, you're getting way too old for these graphic tees. I had like a bunch of MMA shirts.
Well, like the affliction ones or whatever it
The
is back in the
affliction ones all got retired. I love my affliction shirts. She's like, yep. I was like, but I rock them so well. She's like, you never were able to pull these off. I don't know
You
what
have
you
true
thought.
religion genes too? Fuck.
All my jeans got retired. I didn't have to. No, I was always a Levi's guy. I had jorts, jean shorts that got retired.
You guys remember Stitches back in the day when we were kids?
I remember
Exhaust jeans. You don't remember that?
Stitches and then
Exhaust
International
jeans
Clothiers,
with
right?
International Clothers.
I got mocked so bad for rocking the International Clothiers shirt or suit in like grade 9. Someone was just
Grade
like,
nine.
buddy.
Yeah, that was all right.
I was like, yo, my parents can't afford freaking Harry
Wait,
Rosen. I know.
who was mocking your suit in grade nine? That's a better question.
It was at like one.
Which snotty kid was looking at your suit and say, "Bro, you went to
I
International
mean,
Clothers?"
bro, Brampton kids are merciless. It was some reception or something we went to. I had an International Clothiers. They saw that. They're like, that's an International Clothiers suit. I was like, what? How can you tell? Like, it's baggy as hell. I felt so like, so? They're like, bro, do you actually go to International Clothiers to buy your clothes? And I'm like, Then I was like, high school was weird. Everyone was about the tags. Like, checking your tags, what tags you rocking.
The same people are still about the tags, man.
I'm so anti-tag now. I just rock a champions hoodie. I see that we're all rocking a Nike hoodie, so I'm a hypocrite. But I'm pretty sure I got this
I'm
on
all about
sale.
clearance,
No.
whatever it's.
What
Uh-oh.
was
Randy's.
that?
No, no.
It's clearance
Something.
decorations, probably. That's what something fell.
No, I think
That's
it's
weird.
my kid's the hook for the sweaters.
You
It's an odd
probably
time for.
put up the hook.
Why would
I
I
need to
blur it
put
out in
up
the
hooks
back of
behind me. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my backspace right now.
your head?
I
Don't
want to
ask
put up
Robbie.
a.
He'll
Don't
hook you
ask
up
me.
at an anchor.
I didn't put it up. I didn't put it up.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course
It was
not. It's
my
a
better half.
3M tape anchor. I
Wanted to put a TV back there, and then it was like, you don't need another TV in your room.
No.
So now I'm like,
You
should I
don't you
just
have
get
to.
artwork?
Why would you get a TV when you have all those computer screens there?
It'd be behind me
Actually,
though.
I would like a TV like up here.
That's where one of my
I'm not sure.
monitors is.
Yeah.
It's actually really distracting and it really hurts your neck after a while. I would not advise for it. I did it. I've done it twice, and each time I regret it. So if you can catch me looking up all the time, it's me reading something or checking something out
Right.
real quick. But nah, I wouldn't do a monitor. It hurts your neck after a while, man.
But like that's the next logical place for a monitor because I got here and here. So like I need something up, maybe up
Why
here.
do you need a third one?
It's just so
You
much
can never have too many
multitasking,
screens. You
man.
can never have too
Yeah.
many screens. I swear to God. I only use one, but all the other ones have so much miscellaneous shit going on that I'm down with it. I'll give Spotify its own monitor.
I got you. You're a computer programmer. What's the lawyer need three screens for?
Paperwork. Research, drafting, emails.
Research. Give me research.
Are you kidding me? That's, do you know how much time for research?
You know how much he goes for researching?
Yo, he got triggered just like Will Smith. I'm gonna just that's my that's
segue into that. Smack
one little word about a lawyer, the man just got he's ready to rush the stage right now. Look at him, look at him. He leaned into the camera.
What's better, this one or this one? Is this one better?
Yo, where were you when it happened? What was going on? Did you guys catch it live?
It was on in the background, and I was on Twitter, so I wasn't even watching it, and then. It just popped up on Twitter. I was like, what? What did I miss?
I had just finished playing hockey and my phone was blowing up. I was in the change room and all the boys were talking. And everyone was looking at their phones. They were like, oh, shit.
So hold on, Robin. It was on in the background in front of you, but you're watching your phone. And then all of a sudden you looked up like, what?
Yeah, because I wasn't paying attention to it. I was like, what just happened?
I think, so Twitter was where I saw it too. And for me, it was kind of like...
Sorry, I would say the one that popped up was like the Japanese feed from the Japanese TV station. That's like, oh wait, what happened here?
I just saw Will Smith trending, and then I was like, what's this? Clicked it, and then I didn't get the Japanese feed one. I had to like go through deep comments to find like the swearing one. Then after I found it, I went downstairs. I'm like putting on the Oscars, trying to find it, hoping they'd show like an instant replay, like you know, in sports,
like in UFC.
Yeah, but it's like back to normal, and I'm like, well, I guess I missed it. But then I'm like researching everything I could about the whole thing, watching it in slow motion. Twitter's so quick with these things, man. It's awesome.
That's what Twitter, that's where it shines. When there's these global moments and everybody's fucking talking about it.
And they're all finding the best like angle.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that uncensored Japanese one, I was like, this is awesome. He's saying, keep my wife's name out your mouth thing. Yeah. Like this is perfect.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Who, Ranji? Will Smith, Team Smith or Team Rock?
Rock. Well, Rock. First of all, I think it's fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's go into that rabbit hole.
If I had to pick a team, it'd be Team Rock.
How about you, Shinda?
I mean, I'm Team Will Smith here. Fuck.
Really?
What?
I was like, yo, man, it's fucking wicked. And I also initially thought it was fake. I thought it was like a setup and a mark, and I'm like, but I wanted to believe so badly that it was real, and I was really happy when I kind of realized it was real because I'm like, this is awesome. Chaos is beautiful.
I want to watch the world burn.
I just want to see what happens next. Also,
I would be Team Rock, but I don't think it was fake. Mm. But I don't think it was a real Tupper, and I'll explain.
What does that mean?
When we were all kids, we all got Tuppers. I think we can all acknowledge once or twice we've all received one from our parents. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it seemed it was at the highest velocity any human could achieve. When I said, you're like, oh my God, I'm not going to survive this. Mm-hmm. And you get older and you realize it probably wasn't that hard. And the force that he put into it, the way he turned, it just looked like he was going to knock him out. And then it's like, it felt like it just grazed him. Like it hit him. But it didn't like knock him out, because if someone gave you a proper tup or a proper smack, you're at least going to wobble a little bit or you know, backwards. It doesn't matter if you're holding your hands back. It doesn't matter if you're getting ready for it. There's going to be a little bit of movement, and Rock didn't really move. So I think it looked a lot harder, and then Will Smith just kind of softly hit him.
Isn't that a testament to Rock's chin, though? What if Rock just had a chin?
No, I don't think, because if you look at his body from a physical, he didn't move at all.
Like you're saying the physics didn't add up.
Well, if the hand hit his like ear, you know he's going to get wobbled.
Right? You're like, I wanted to see some sweat fall off his face. I wanted to see some spit come out of his mouth.
So I think he smacked him, but I don't think he...
It was fucking fake, all right? First of all, if it was real, I'm going to just give you a quick take. If it was real, then Will Smith is such a mental fucking midget. He is so much is out there making fun of him and Jada. Okay, they're all over the place. He's like, you know, a public cuck, and he's upset by a G.I. Jane joke about her hairstyle. Fuck you, get the fuck out of here. It's like, if that's off limits, then fat jokes are off limits because somebody has a thyroid problem. Okay, it's fucking stupid. Anyways, fucking It was, I think it's fake. In the moment, I had the opposite reaction, Shinda. I thought it was real. And only days later did I start thinking it's fake. First of all, I started listening to these like wrestling podcasts, and all these wrestlers are coming out saying like that's how we take slaps. Like in WWE, you brace, lean in, and you do it. He got him on right here on the chin. He didn't smack him on the cheek. He did it right here. Okay, where there's like you're able to withstand the force, and his reaction was nothing. His reaction was
That's what,
nothing.
that's what I think. I
Okay.
think, I don't think he meant to hurt him.
Okay. Then. Okay.
That
Then
that's
he's
my
just. Then he's. Then if it's real, then I'll add to the list of things I said about Will. He's also a little bitch, but like AN. So
look at Team Smith. Team
it
Smith
looks
down there is
fake.
like a
It looks fake as fuck. The impact of it. Second of all, like that joke wasn't written by Chris Rock. Okay, it was written by the Oscar writers. So this joke was rehearsed during the day, and people who were going to, or nominated for awards were at rehearsals, so he fucking knew the joke was there. Okay, the joke was coming up. He would have gone home to Jada and her boyfriend and said, "Hey, honey, this is gonna make this joke about you today. LOLOL. All right, let me get you both some sandwiches and Gatorade." So that's bullshit. And then fucking Chris Rock. He's on. He has a tour going on. I didn't even know he was on tour. And the point is, nobody fucking knew he was on tour. And all of a sudden, after that slap, everybody's just buying tickets. It's fucking great for him. This is fucking great
But
promotion.
I don't think it's fake in the sense that Will Smith doesn't have nothing to gain from that. That's what I mean. Like for him to go through with this, he's losing.
I mean, he already lost
He
his
already lost.
membership.
Yeah, he
He
might
already
lose
has
his
to resign
Oscar.
from the Academy. I don't know if he's gonna lose the Oscar, but apparently he's like blackballed or blackballed from like the Academy, which I don't know what that means. Apparently it's a career-ending thing, but I don't honestly don't think you can shut down friggin' the president's. Actually, no, he was a pilot, but I don't think in Independence Day. But yeah, I don't think you could get rid of Fresh Prince's street cred so easily from like movies and blockbusters.
He's lost his cred, dude.
I mean, Bel-Air is freaking popping. I'm liking that show. Do they cancel that? That show keeps going. Like,
No,
what
he,
cred does it lose?
I think he produces it, so it's not
Yeah,
going
he's a
anywhere.
producer. What else? Like, what does it really mean that he's no longer part of the Academy? Do other actors no longer want to work with him?
Let me put it this way. If he wasn't already the butt of the jokes, he's gonna for sure be the butt of so many jokes now.
I mean, the
Okay?
Andrew Schultz thing kind of proves that. I don't know if you guys saw that. Guy went on for like 10, not 10 minutes. It was a good 2 minute monologue of him just tearing into Will Smith and Jada. I thought it was pretty mean, but it is what it is. It
No,
is something.
you laughed. You fucking laughed.
I didn't look.
You
So,
laugh like how Will Smith was laughing before the joke.
like when I say
Not the
team,
joke.
am I team Chris Rock or am I think? I don't think Chris Rock violated him by making that joke. I don't think Chris Rock was out of line or off kelter for making that joke. And I don't think what you said all these guys were there in the rehearsal. I don't even know if they were. I don't know what's going on in rehearsals. I don't think Will Smith heard that in rehearsal. I think they host her at rehearsal, but I don't think any of these actors show up for rehearsal. I think that seems as far-fetched. What
Well,
else? But yeah.
if it's real, did you see the
Look.
reverse angle after the slap, Jada laughing her ass off?
Yeah,
That's
why shouldn't she
fucked.
laugh?
That's fucked.
Why?
She's laughing her ass
Y'all
off.
making it sound like you never wanted to slap someone or smack someone for saying something out of line and then went back and like laughed at it. Like, fuck.
Okay,
Dude, if
if someone made fun of Will Smith, does she go and smack the comedian?
no, she makes fun of Will Smith. Yeah.
She's laughing at
Hold on,
the
hold on.
joke like
Y'all never wanted to smack someone for saying something after having like a normal conversation.
all the time after this podcast. All the time.
I'm
No,
looking at you
man.
too.
I know you guys are Brampton fuckboys at heart. 100%. Every Brampton fuckboy can relate to what happened to Will Smith that moment. You're chilling, you're laughing at some clown's jokes, you're like, ha ha ha, that's hilarious. And all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck you just said? And then you get up and you react. And then you come back and you're like, keep talking. This ain't fading me.
Look, if you go to a stand-up comedian club or stand-up
That he
whatever it
wasn't
is,
at a stand-up club though. This wasn't he
yeah,
wasn't
but
at Yuck Yucks.
look, it could have been Ricky Gervais, and Ricky Gervais would have ripped him a new one if he wanted to. It comes with the territory that this is what these guys do. And if
Would
you
he have
knew Chris
smacked
Rock,
Ricky Gervais though?
look, if you knew Chris Rock's coming, right? And you knew you had a history because they said they had a history of telling Jada jokes, and you're in the front, you can always go to the washroom. And they put a filler in your seat. He could have done that.
You guys really
holding on Will Smith? Chris Rock, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, Will Smith is an idiot. And it comes with a territory in the sense that these hosts, they always have a bit about the people that are there attending the show. That's normal. So it doesn't, you're like think about, oh, it's not a, you know, yuck yucks. Who gives a shit? Every host makes fun of the people there. That's normal. It's part of the show.
It is normal, and it is partly what I look forward to is hearing the jokes. So I'm not even.
And he didn't, it's not like he made fun of like their marriage. He made a pretty obvious joke. Like, yeah, okay, new hairstyle. You look like G.I. Jane. Like,
yeah.
But the hairstyle is related to a medical condition. That's whole.
Fair enough.
That's been well known. And
everything's off limits, man. Everything's off limits.
I don't think that was the intent. I don't think it was like, oh, I'm going to make fun of this medical condition, right? So.
Yeah, and it's comedy. Like you've laughed at pedo jokes. We all have. Like, who gives a fuck?
Look, I'm not, like I said, I'm not mad at Chris Rock for making the joke. Honestly, I'm not. And I'm not.
I heard this bit. Let me just qualify that. I heard this bit of Chris Rock talking about people in the crowd, and he's like, oh, there's the Olsen twins. Thank God R. Kelly's not sitting next to them or some shit like that. Like, it's normal.
Smiling.
Exactly.
It's a funny joke, but I don't think it's in the same category. It's like, yo, this guy's bald from cancer. Let me make a bald joke.
Rape. It's a fucking rape joke, pretty much. Okay, like he made a joke about rape. That's what
I thought it was about to tell you.
But Ricky Gervais has said about like the whole crowd, like you guys let Harvey Weinstein, you know, continue for. It's because of you guys in the crowd, and he's looking straight at the Hollywood A-listers, and everyone's like, oh, but you could be like, well, that's not right, but nobody cared, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the joke, it's the joke. Let's talk about the joke. Fine. Even if you didn't like the joke, I would have been okay with him yelling, you know, keep her name out of your mouth. I didn't understand why he got up and ran up and gave him a tupper, then decided to yell and scream. Like, why don't you just get up, yell and scream, tell the guy, yo, shut up. Right. That's, but yo, you sucker punched him. You essentially sucker punched him.
He did sucker punch him. That's for sure. 100% he sucker punched him. But yo, sometimes stresses in your life make you the situation different. Like maybe it's a joke he would normally have laughed at or not reacted to. He's up there, high stress. I'm possibly gonna get my Oscar for the first time. There's a lot of shit going on at home. You're telling me, hold on, you guys don't.
You
guys are all even keeled no matter what stress is going on in life.
It's not like, imagine me going to work and just smacking the shit out of someone, being like, oh man, had a bad day at home. Or you going to your coworkers, wah bam.
Not a coworker, but I've done it to randoms where I've like snapped and hit them and strike them fights broke out.
I'll be honest. If every person
had a moment where they've kind of done something, then they're like, oh man, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, maybe vocal, but not physical.
What?
Really?
No, Robbie, he's right. If every single rapper and all of my kids' friends were giving blank pipe on my old lady, I would be stressed. I would snap. I would want to show the world that I am a man, and I can hold my family down and my wife's respect. I'm gonna make sure I smack you for making a funny joke about her hairstyle, and then I'm gonna fucking let her go home with one of, you know, my son's friends who is gonna fool around with her. But I showed the world I'm a man.
Yeah. You're a man. I think Rock wins the man argument, because I was like, oh, he took it, he didn't say nothing.
Rock apologized, didn't he?
Rock?
Yeah, I think he released a statement saying, look, I was out of line, that's not something I agree with. Will Smith's my boy, Jada's I heard his brother saying that they didn't apologize or anything like that, but I don't know, man. I know, like, I get why people hate Will Smith for doing that, but y'all can't empathize with him even a bit for just like having a moment of being high stressed and wanting to. You play sports. You've never done like a dirty hit when you didn't need to because of like other stuff happening.
He gets paid too much to do that. That's it. That's the way I look at it.
Does money change that?
Go get yourself some help. You know, if you're under stress, go get some therapy. Come on.
Or just smack a dude, man. Just.
You and the violence.
Y'all need to just punch people. It feels somewhat relieving sometimes.
Yeah, and shouldn't they just it's reported in USA today that there was no apology.
Okay, so maybe it was fake news. Maybe it was a PR putting it. I saw it on YouTube. I was like, ah, that
No,
must be
I
real.
saw it too. I saw it too, but I read somewhere that was not true. Chris
All
Rock
right, man.
shouldn't apologize.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not team anti Chris Rock. I still think what he says, I still find him to be one of the funniest comedians of our generation. I don't even think that joke was that out of line. I just think sometimes you say funny shit, you might be get smacked for it. You don't know who's. I don't think there's
But I mean
this
that safe
world
space
that you're safe from getting
comedians,
smacked.
but comedians always have that safe
No,
space.
they don't. No
Why
one
not?
does. No one in this world does. I could say some outlandish shit like, well, I'm trying to be a comedian. You can't get mad at me.
Well,
That's
that's not.
bullshit.
Is that really outlandish?
I
What
mean,
he said?
maybe. Say something to the wrong guy. We all hold our tongue around people out of the
Getting
sheer
no,
knowledge that I could get smacked for.
butt hurt by about what some comedian has said on stage when they're doing their fucking job is different than you trying to be amateur hour here trying to say some shit about me and saying, "Oh, I'm a comedian." It's very different, okay?
I know for a fact there's
I would have been okay with it if Will Smith went back there and they got in a fist fight or something backstage. I'm like, all right. He wasn't happy, so he dealt with it. Cool. Right?
Every guy
That's
I know who is like that was out of line. I 100% know you guys have all done something stupid where you punch someone for saying some outlandish shit.
No, I haven't. I'm a
Y'all
nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
really just shaking your head? Ranji, come on. You've
For
definitely smacked someone
saying
for some
something
something.
stupid?
For
For
crossing a line,
doing
saying
something
something.
stupid? For doing something stupid, yeah.
You've never had someone say something shit, something that for a laugh, and then you'd be like, yo, that's
It's
fucked
all
up.
about me, yeah.
Ranji
Let
usually
me
like
put
I say
it.
something
If
stupid. Not good. See,
someone
that's
made
where
fun
I've
of my
always come
wife's,
from.
if my wife, if somebody made fun of my wife's fucking hairstyle, who's a fucking comedian on stage, and he's in the crowd and is like, "Oh, she's having a bad hair day," I'm like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. I want to see that too, but I can't.
Man, I can't believe I'm the only
Okay.
one out. I can't believe I'm getting like you guys grew up fucking Brampton, Turner and Ching boys
Yeah,
right here.
I'm not that fragile.
Malton.
Huh?
Not fragile.
I'm not,
Malton.
Malton, now you're bringing Malton's name now. Malton man's
I
got
don't know, man. We're
I
smart. We're
number of
smarter than
people number of guys I've
that.
gotten
Hey,
fights with in Malton for talking this random shit too.
not a public stage, bro.
Y'all adults, eh man? This goes back to the whole I'm still a freaking child and
Getting caught wasn't cool, right?
So you don't hold on. Go, do you think Pete, you never friggin' hold your tongue thinking this person might smack me if I say some shit?
I don't say anything like that to
Hold
worry.
my tongue. If I'm in a heated situation and I'm saying something, I'm just gonna cross the line and just say it till we fight.
So you do know that words can cause fist fights.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So does that go back to like
Not, no, not
show
when it comes to
comedians
fucking
and
comedy, and especially something so soft. That was the softest fucking joke in the world, okay? That was so soft. That cannot be justified fucking a justified trigger.
I think we need to live in a society where you should constantly be fearful of people punching you in the face if you say some stupid shit.
Okay,
But it's
not
not
in a comedy
stupid.
club or not when someone's doing a comedy bit.
I mean, that's so
Then
subjective.
don't
Say
go.
you're
Then
at.
don't go. Then don't go. Don't go
If
to
you're
the
at. All
fucking Oscars where you might be made fun of,
right, but
okay? And don't
let's.
go to a comedy club where you
So you're
might
saying
get
there's no
ripped.
line for comedians that they can't
And don't
cross?
play hockey because you can't handle chirps because that's all that happens. Like, fuck.
So
If
you're
you're a mental
saying
midget, then no.
you're at a comedy club, guy says some racist shit to you. You don't fucking be like, yo, this guy's crossing the line. This guy's being too, he's getting too open with this shit.
Man, I die laughing at race comedy jokes. They're fucking hilarious.
White guy says some outlandish shit. You're not gonna get offended. Like, yo, this guy's fucking.
A white comedian on stage making race jokes?
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're asking me? Or some guy in the crowd?
No, some comedian. He's
Yeah,
like
no,
totally
I fuck.
playing.
I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna laugh. If it's funny,
Hold
I'm
on.
gonna laugh.
You think race is the same as a joke?
No, I'm just saying there's words that people will get piss you off with, and
Oh, so what you're saying is there's moments in time where lines can be crossed and it can
I'm saying lines can be
result
crossed
in
and
your career.
comedians aren't free from crossing those lines. Because the number of comedians I know who've made fun of six in different regards and were like these Dutch guys. They were on live TV, they were making jokes, they were talking about six, they're like, ha, look at their dumb religion. And then six got butthurt. Or did they get butthurt or were they right to get angry and upset with what they said? Comedians.
It's a guy who goes at every religion, first of all. Some context needed, okay? And then we're lined up, Dude, have you watched Simpsons?
Yeah, I watch Simpsons.
So you watch Simpsons. Have you seen how much fun they make fun of Jesus? And you've laughed. You've laughed your ass off. Okay? And if they did the same thing with Granada, you'd be like fucking up in arms, let's go fucking shoot these guys.
Fucking
but you don't feel guilty for laughing at Jesus and we're then making fun of him.
My favorite part of all this is Chinda's literally in the corner of the screen and Randy's looking down and pointing at him.
You know it's true, it's pretty fucked up, right?
It's like you're all laughing really at Jesus. But if Christians then got up in arms.
They are Christians up in arms. You fucking Catholics don't watch Simpsons. They fucking think he's nuts.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference between even if I found it funny, if a Christian went up there and punched him, I'm like, yeah, he deserved that shit. You're saying, no, he shouldn't be punched.
You're a dick too for fucking laughing at it because you're making it okay.
I can be the dick, but he should still be allowed to be punched for saying some stupid shit.
Aren't you all about freedom of speech? This is where I'm so confused.
That is the freedom of speech. You have the freedom to say whatever you want. We also have the freedom to get punched in the face for it. I feel like that's what keeps freedom of speech intact.
That's the check and balance.
That's the check and balance. You're allowed saying outlandish shit. You have every right to. But
fine.
I'm gonna accept that. So does that joke about her appearance? Are appearance jokes off limits?
Like I said, I don't blame Chris Rock for the joke. I thought the joke was funny.
Okay, so then the slap is still a soft fucking pussy ass move.
I think Will Smith's allowed to smack him if he's offended by it.
Mr. Bitch.
I think you're allowed punching someone if you're offended by it. Fuck.
I do recall Shinda making fun of Ranjit's hair at one point. So Ranjit, you are welcome to physically assault Shinda.
No, I'm going to come over and take a piss on his computer.
if that joke offended you, which... I mean, you are fucking bald. It's not really a joke. It's a factual statement at this point.
Whoa.
If you wanted to come over, anyone
in my fucking jeans, so you're going to fucking make fun of my fucking whole family. That's what you're doing, right? That's what you're doing. Yeah, so let's fucking go. Let's throw. I mean, I'm going to fight your son.
My kid's so fucking violent. I'd put money on him right now. Guy fucking hurts me sometimes. They're at this weird age where they don't know their strength coming in. And
they're too strong, man.
They're fucked. All I'm saying is, look, you're allowed saying whatever you want, but you say some shit in offense. And that's what the people I knew in my WhatsApp groups were like, yeah, you're fucking soft. I know what these guys have snapped for less. And the fact that, he's a comedian, you should get. Buddy, come on. Everyone has lines and times when they just.
Soft as fuck.
And that's another thing. People are like, yo, he got. It's cancel culture in person. Cancel culture is not about punching people. That's like. The 70s, you say some shit, you get fucked. Comedians in the 70s were getting beat up all the time for saying stupid shit.
Was it assault?
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't?
No?
It's battery.
Isn't battery assault the same thing? Isn't assault brought up with battery?
No. Yes, because usually they go hand in hand, but not always.
All right, Mr. Lawyer. I am Mr. Lawyer. I'm a bald lawyer. What's your friggin' definition of battery?
The battery is fucking hitting someone.
And what's assault?
I like me saying you're a fucking small dick piece of shit asshole. That's assault.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
So battery is physical. I feel
like assault that's a form of assault. That's one form of assault. I've assaulted you. I'm assaulting you. I'm making racial fucking talking about your appearance, your prowess as a man.
So that's assault, just saying
you, words. Making you feel threatened. Making you feel threatened. I'm threatening you. Making you feel threatened. Okay?
I mean, you could never make me feel threatened. I've seen you in person. All right.
I just spent the last 10 minutes about not saying shit that gets you punched in.
All I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, you could say it. I'm not against you saying it.
Right.
But on the same side, if you get punched for it, I'm not against you getting punched for it either.
If it's out of line, not if it's soft.
I mean, out of line is very, it's a line, right? It's for some people, what's out of line isn't the same. So you got to know your crowd. Is what I'm saying to you out of line for you? Because there are situations where I might say something that I say with certain people all the time.
Here's the scenario. What if he had Jada, man? You're a horrible actress. What if he had said that? Does he have the right?
And he smacked her.
I mean, that line's a little different, but at the same time.
The same fucking line.
No,
fucking
one's fuck. What? Dude. One line's related to, honestly, talking about someone's sickness and disease versus joking about like their acting. I think that's a different line.
He didn't. He made fun of her appearance. He didn't talk about her fucking disease.
But that disease was related to. No, he knew. He did
no, he
know.
didn't.
He did a whole documentary on black women's hairstyles and the effect it has on their thing.
Yeah, but
she's one of the more dominant people in the black community, in the acting community. He 100% knew that.
So in your mind, he knew that, but like you don't know if he actually did.
I think everyone.
We all know that we all heard the same joke, and we all agree that Will Smith's a little bitch.
All right. I feel like smacking you right now, but I don't think that's the line that you've crossed yet. But if someone here, if a Will Smith fan came and wanted to smack you and fight you for it, I'd be like, yeah, you did say that shit.
Yeah. So come smack me. I'm not Chris Rock.
Fuck you, Renji. Moving on. Canada men's soccer qualified for Qatar. How do you guys feel about that? Talking about smacking. Is Canada going to get smacked now that they're in the World Cup?
What are they in? Group F? Is it Group F? Yeah.
Yeah, so they're in a group with Morocco.
Yeah, I think they got a shot, man.
Yeah, actually, to be honest,
I think they're gonna do well.
I think they have a shot at second in the group and moving on. There's a shot there. There's a
Croatia.
So top two go through.
Yeah,
Belgium obviously is the powerhouse, right, in the group.
So based on FIFA rankings, Belgium's number one still, which I don't truly understand. I don't know what FIFA rankings mean or how they're calculated. Belgium's 1, Croatia's 15, Morocco's 24, and Canada's 33.
Belgium is a powerhouse, but all their players are getting old. However, they have the best, in my opinion, the best fucking player in professional soccer right now. In midfield. No.
I don't even know. I'm just talking shit. I don't know who's the best player right now.
KDB, Kevin De Bruyne. Bruyne? Anyways, he plays for Man City. He's a fucking magician. He can do it all. He could basically, the ball just needs to get to him. He'll dance around two people and give an outlet pass to anybody who's going to be in a scoring position. He can make insane passes and move the ball so well. Like, he alone could dismantle Canada. So Belgium will most likely go through. But they're not going to go too far in the tournament because they're all fucking old as fuck. Croatia.
What's your shit against old people now? If an old person wanted to smack you for these statements, I wouldn't be mad at that either. I can't let it go. But no, Croatia. Do they have any threats?
Because there's a Will Smith poster.
Croatia's good too. But they're
about my Will Smith fandom. But
Morocco. They're a scrappy team. Croatia's always been a scrappy team.
Croatia's a great tournament team. They always have good tournaments.
Yeah.
Do they have any notable players?
Yeah. What's his name, man? Fucking plays on Real. They all have the same last name. Hang on, it's gonna bug me. I need to look it up. Croatia.
They're always they're the team I always cheer for. Like if they make the quarterfinals or whatnot.
Luka Modric.
Okay.
Like he's huge. Okay. The other players not so much. Their goalie actually. Persic is good too. Who else do I have?
Is us finishing third an accomplishment then? Or is that.
Getting in was our World Cup. That.
So.
You know, it's a precedent, right?
Someone always says just winning one game is an achievement in itself.
I think by 2030, we'll be in a much better place. It's pretty cool to see how Canada's, growing that way and really growing the sport. Like, now I don't know anybody who's put their kids into fucking house league. Like everybody's going to academies. It's fucking phenomenal. They get much better.
I didn't realize academies was a thing. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Dillman. He coaches in an academy. Yeah. And I was asking him, I'm like, hey, my kid's growing a little, he's old enough to start some programs. Should I be putting him in Timbit soccer? He's like, nah, bro, you need to go into our academy does programs, these other academies do some programs. He's like, but they should be going this route.
Yeah, my kid's in little kickers, and then he'll go academy somewhere if he likes soccer. Or I'm going to force him to like it, so who gives a fuck.
So oddly enough, I put my kid in little kickers first because I'm like, I don't even know if he knows how to chase a ball yet. Yeah. Let's see if he has any interest in playing this.
But someone in WhatsApp groups asked a pretty interesting question. Shinda, you're not going to be able to answer it, but they said, what's a bigger deal for you, Leafs making it past first round or Canada winning a game in the World Cup or even making the World Cup?
Canada.
World Cup?
So, I mean, it was tough for me to answer because I'm more personally invested in the Leafs and be huge, but I got to admit,
if the Leafs don't win
begrudgingly, I'm gonna say
if the Leafs don't win the Stanley Cup, it can win round 1, 2, 3, doesn't matter. Until they win that cup, they're a failure. Is that correct?
Baby steps, like, bro.
Be disappointed no matter what.
I mean, how many baby steps do you need?
Anyways.
At this point, you're a 30-year-old who's never learned to walk.
But going back to my original question, fuck your chirps. Yo, it's huge. Huge. Canada making the World Cup is huge. So just, like, put some respect on my name. Like, that's what that statement is, man. Like, we're there. And there goes Robbie.
Robbie just got slapped.
Yeah. Bitch.
But yeah, one question about that's when we need that, like, Oscar the video, like when Will Smith was like sniveling on himself and stuff during his speech, and they put that Oscar video over just to cover the do you think Canada has enough respect within its own country, like within Canadians yourself, that people would be rocking a Canada flag come World Cup, or is everyone still putting up that England flag, still putting up that Croatia?
So what was crazy the day the Italians got knocked out, I was listening to the radio, and these Italian guys are coming out. They're, you know, they're saying, "Oh, we're so disappointed. Italy didn't make the World Cup." The host of the show is saying, "Yeah, but you're Canadian. You should be proud." They're like, "No, it's not the same." He's like, "But you're Canadian. You should be just as happy." And they're like, "It's not the same as Italy. I've cheered for Italy my whole life." But they're like, "Wait, you're Canadian though." So I don't think everybody, all groups, are going to be cheering for Canada. Like, if Italy and Canada was in the World Cup, you fully know.
There's more Italians is filling up the.
Yeah, they're going to be cheering for Italy still, right? Yeah, okay, straight up. If India and Canada was in the World Cup, I'm cheering for Canada. Straight up. Why would you cheer for
India? That'd be so easy for me. I'd be booing India every game. Like, I'd have a whole different vibe to that one.
I'd respect India for fucking making it, man. I think I'd have to cheer. Anyways, but let me change that fucking
scenario. This is why you can't stand Chris Rock fans.
Yo,
this is who you're putting yourself in camp with right now.
What if that Italian RSS guy,
and Chris Rock, same freaking group?
What if with that Italian guy was born and raised in Italy and moved to Canada? We can't
fault
him.
No, that's fair. I'm not going to fault him there. But if he was born in Canada, loves Canadian hockey, cheers for Team Canada during hockey season and Olympics, every other Canadian, but it comes to that point now he's an Italian. No, you never had a reason.
What if he doesn't want to be a hypocrite? What if he always people do this. They pick one team, and that's their team.
No,
and they're never gonna have another team.
No, his response should be: "I am terribly disappointed. A team I've cheered for many years has not made the World Cup. However, I am completely jacked that my home country and where I live and my citizenship is in the World Cup." These guys were so disappointed. They were showing no excitement. They're like, "It's not the same. It doesn't matter." Yeah. And it's like, okay, you know, that's weird.
I don't know.
I think all the anti-Italy fans in the city, who generally cheered for every other team you could think of, from your Brazils to another, you know, in Malton, if you were an Italian, you're cheering for anybody else. Like in '94, it was all Brazil. Everybody else now is going to be like, "No, man, it's our home. Everybody's going to cheer." Guaranteed World Cup time, you are not going to see a lot of other countries' flags. That's my prediction.
Hold on, help me out here. Did England win the last World Cup, or
England's never won?
They fell short, right? So that would be my argument when people say Canada has no chance of winning. That I want to root for a winner. I'm like, you root for fucking England.
Here I would be okay with them. You know, if let's say Canada gets knocked out, doesn't make it into the next round stages. Yeah, exactly. And now you go, like me, I would cheer for Brazil naturally. I'm like, I want Brazil to win. Yeah, I'm okay with that. But if it was Canada, Brazil, and I've cheered for Brazil my whole life, not Canada, man. It's my home country. Right? Okay. Why would you cheer for anybody else?
One correction. England's won once in 66 or
67. Yeah.
Anyway. No, that's right. No, one of the big arguments I foresee hearing is people saying, "Well, look, the other team that I'm going for has a much higher chance of winning. I've cheered for them for my whole life. I'm going to stick with them because, you know,
I'm just saying this is a city that cheers for Leafs.
Yeah, fair
enough. Eternal losers of the NHL. So what do they mean? I'm going to cheer for a winner. Why do they cheer for the Leafs? They're going to cheer for the Leafs it's their home team. That's why. It's the same idea, right? Right, Randy? Always losing, right? Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go. Not the only losing thing. And this guy, like, took the team of his wife, so who gives a fuck? Like, what does he know?
Hold on, did you say about my wife?
That was, Keep mine.
Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. No, I don't know. I'm happy Canada made it. I've never been a big flag guy anyway, so I'm not going to change up and put a Canadian flag on. But I wish it'd be dope to see the same amount of energy that we have for Team Canada hockey displayed for Team Canada soccer here.
I think so, man. Look at the Raptors. Look at when the Raptors won.
That's because right after the Leafs lost, people had to jump somewhere.
And Robbie, I think we're going to see a lot of cards with like two or three flags. You see it anyways beforehand.
No, that's fine. But I'm going to see.
That's not
see
fine. That's fucking whack when you have more than one team.
Or the flag split across the hood.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot. No, it depends on game days. That'll be interesting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, on a game day where you know it's like a popular team, like England versus Canada. Let's say that it won't happen, but let's say if that did happen, you know.
Are you guys rocking a Team Canada soccer kit?
I will, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I
have a team, man. Straight up, I'm a fucking hardcore Portugal fan.
Yeah, you're greasy. Makes sense.
That's all Italian. Greasy. Anyways, but I'm cheering Team Canada. Team Canada all the way. Fuck it, it's my home.
I feel like sometimes cheering for a team that's not going to do it quite. I understand like the difficulty there, but I feel it. I'm just curious.
Name a sport where we wouldn't cheer for Canada.
Like, I feel like Lakers fans are types that wouldn't. They'd go for their own country, like. Because I know people who are like, yeah, I was a Lakers fan from time. I'm going to stick with them, even though, I don't know, man. I don't know if we'll see the same sort of passion for soccer. But
professional sports is different than, like, the World Cup. This is national, right? Like, it's where you're from, it's different, right? And the fact that these guys have so many Brampton players, come on, man.
It's basically it's Team Brampton up there. It's
our city, man.
You know? Yeah, and everyone still trips Brampton. Brampton produces some pretty great talent worldwide athletically.
Respect.
Kristen Thompson, NBA champ. Who's the NHL's Nash?
He's spreading his genes as well. So
yes. Doing pretty good. What's in the Brampton water that got so many Brampton boys?
Soccer's really blown up. Like, I can think of like 7-8 academies around here, man. Like, soccer's really blown up. The grassroots thing movement here has.
It's a diversity as well. So you get so many different people.
But yo, all right, explain this to me. I put my kid in an academy. What's the difference between that and Timbit Soccer, for instance?
Timbit Soccer is a dad who wants to coach his kid, and after work, he'll just show up at a place and teach kids how to play soccer based on what he's seen in FIFA. An academy, these guys actually have to do courses. Well, like proper academies. If you've done your research, these coaches are usually ex-players, and they do these FIFA courses where they teach them proper drills to then teach and impart on their students, right?
Like, at 5 years old, do they still play soccer, or is it just drills and practice type thing?
No, they'll play soccer too, but like they teach them things at practice that are being put into games, and they show them how to execute that in real situations. So there's like a standardization that is met in academies, and it's no longer like, you know, uncle whatever just teaching you or just being the coach and showing up. Yeah, exactly.
Dixie Soccer Club.
I remember like someone from OKD showed up to my soccer game once and was like, okay, you play for OKD now. And I was like, what? No. He's like, we buy you gloves, because I was goalie, right? Like, we buy you gloves. You're going to play for OKD now. It's like, no. I can play for a club like that.
Did you grow up playing academy then?
No, I didn't grow up playing academy. I played inner city and rep, but that's about it.
Pretty fancy still. I was always curious by like what the actual thing about academies, because I know like with hockey there's can skate, and I don't know if that applies to hockey, but for skating generally, everyone's like, you know what, can skate has a better skating program for younger kids, because the guys teaching it have been doing skating. Robbie's just like ready to zone out on us. But they were just saying like the difference between that and like Brampton public recreation skating is the guys doing can skate have been doing it working with kids a little longer, that they've seen more, whereas the recreation guys, they're usually just, I needed a part-time job. Okay, you're working with the kids, here's a few drills you do with them and hope for the best.
I mean, the way I look at any sport, at 4 years old, you know, like you guys have said, you're trying to see if the kid has any interests, right? So I don't think it really matters at that point. But you know, if they do have an interest and you see some skill, or you know, they're a good runner and you can develop that skill, then I guess the academies are the way to go. But man, I'm really against like parents forcing their kids to, you know, that you have to
Yes.
play hockey and you have to play this, and your kids are miserable, right, when they do that. So you know,
Yeah, but like, do you expect your kid to have an epiphany one day and say, Dr. Raj, because you're gonna make a kid call him doctor, like say I want to play this sport? No, like you're gonna be like, idiot, play this. Do you like it? No. But do you, when do you allow them to give up? Like after playing it once or twice, or after trying it out for a season,
yeah,
right?
whatever they like, look, if they try something like and they absolutely hate it and they're like crying every time. Like I was on a ski hill at Hockley Valley, and I always use this scenario, and you know, we're skiing down, and my friends all have different opinions about what happened in terms of what they thought. But I'm skiing, and you know when you fall or whatever, you wipe out. So I'm getting up, and this dad's just berating his daughter, saying, "I paid so much money for you to learn," and she's like, "I don't want to ski. Right, I don't want to be here." And he was so focused on making her, "You have to be good at this, and you have to do this." And the kid's bawling. I'm like, "What are you getting out of this?" And I used to see that in people playing hockey as well, right? They hated it, you know. And that's my thing. If your kid hates it, you know, at the end of the day, all you can do is give the opportunity. Hopefully, the kid latches onto something and flourishes. But to say, "Oh, my kid's going to be in the NBA," it's like you saying your kid's going to be a cardiologist. Good luck, right?
What's weird about that story is I would have 100% been against what the dad was doing, and now I kind of get it.
I
Kind of.
don't.
Kind of, because I take my kids swimming and I take them skating, and sometimes, like, I don't want to be here. I'm like, fuck, why didn't you tell me this before we left home?
No, but do they enjoy, like, this girl did not look like she wanted to ski at all.
But I mean, my kid's also 3.5 years old. He probably just pissed his pants before
Yeah,
he went
I
into
just
the
want
room.
to wear pads some days.
Yeah, like.
I've never seen kids at the top of the ski hill who have been skiing don't want to go down the ski hill. I
No,
rarely see
sometimes
that.
you just get nerves, or sometimes you're like, you know what, as a kid, you may have just wanted to be home doing something else, or,
Possibly, yeah.
and as a dad, you're like, look, today's the day the lessons happen. I know you, any other day, maybe you would have been down, but look, you're here now, you gotta own up and you gotta do this. You can't just be like, well, I don't feel like doing it today.
No, and there is that. Look, if the way I'm going to look at it, my kid absolutely hates something. They're not having fun. I'm not having fun. I'm not wasting my spare time to convince them to have fun. All right, but let's go find something else. It doesn't mean don't play sports.
My
Maybe
thing
let's
is
try another sport,
kids.
right? If you think it's only one thing, it doesn't work like that. I hated soccer my whole childhood. Hated it. But it's the only thing my parents could afford. So they always put me into Malton Soccer League. Hated it. Hated soccer. I ended up loving soccer when I got to university. You know, when I went to Glasgow, I loved it even more. And now I love playing it, but I hated it as a kid because I was the skinniest, shortest, slowest runner on the team. And so it just didn't interest me, right? So there's no way to predict what a child's going to love or flourish in, but opportunity. You know, we've been privileged that we make enough money, that we work hard. We live in a society where there are programs and
Always
academies.
flexing
And
your money, man. I get it.
no, I mean, as in
Always.
anyone in North America. I don't mean any as in me. I mean,
Any
as in
outstanding
anyone in
credit card. This guy.
America. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that we live in a good country, and you know,
All
it's not
right,
like
Mr.
soccer.
Platinum Amex. What I'm talking, I don't know, like you put your kid in programs hoping that they'll at least learn the fundamentals. So I got my kid in swimming. I don't care if he becomes an Olympic swimmer. But at the very least, I want him to learn how to swim. And when I take him
Yeah.
swimming and he complains about, well, I don't want to be swimming right now. And then the next day I know as soon as we come home, he's gonna be like, can we go swimming tomorrow? I'm like, no, we paid for that swimming class. You gotta go and you gotta, like, I don't shit on him for it. But it does drive me crazy. I'm like, bro, man,
Hell yeah.
this was
But
your
he's
day there and your time to go swimming.
how old's your son? Let's put some context in that. How old's your son?
He's like 3 and a bit,
Okay, that's
right?
okay. I'm talking about like 7-year-olds, right? Like if they don't want to do something, they're going to be very verbal and let you know.
But I think it has to be a little older. I think it's 7 if you're trying to learn something and your parents enrolled you in it. You can't just be like, I'm done with this program halfway. You could be like, don't put me in next season because I hated it last season. That I'm cool with. But if I enrolled you and I've been paying for this thing now, now is not the time you tell me I don't want to be doing this. You got to stick it through for the rest whole.
I would be impressed at any kids playing these days because all I hear is they're playing Roblox, Fortnite. No one's going outside.
Nobody
So,
plays outside.
honestly, any sport, hey man, you're already ahead of the pack. It doesn't matter what you like, go for it. Right? Like think of like my friends are putting the kids.
And Robbie's gone.
Fucking amazing. It's
This
amazing.
guy's on cue.
This is so
his
good.
camera's just like, you've been talking too long.
I feel like you guys do this. I feel like you
I'm
do
not
this on
forcing you. I'm
purpose.
not disconnecting you. My hands are right here.
Because every time I come back, you guys have the biggest laughs on your face. Like, yeah. Like, watch this shit. Watch. I'm gonna kick him out again. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
The last point you guys made is interesting, though. And I had this conversation. I think I tweeted it out, and everyone was losing their shit at me. Would you let your kid be going to esports?
No.
Oh, no.
It's not a sport.
What are you talking about? It makes more money than some sports.
I
Yeah.
know, but no.
Money's irrelevant. You're asking me would I let my kids go into esports? My kids just to play like when they're 10 years old? No. Go read some books.
Yeah, my kid will play real sports.
Now, if my kid's 20 and he's like, oh, I do this thing on the side and I make a lot of money, hey, man, good for you.
I mean, that's the same attitude kids' parents had about their kids playing basketball. Like, no, fuck that shit. Go read a book. Get a
No.
real job. Yeah, 100% it was, man. People our generation were
Yo,
complaining that,
if
yo,
my
I'd
kid's
never
good at
couldn't.
sports, like the way I look at it, if my kid's good at sports, that means possibly getting recruited by college. That means possible scholarship that
College
I don't have to that I don't have to
scholarships
wait,
have esports.
I don't have to
Esports
pay.
is there now.
There's
esports
Esports are huge.
scholarship.
Yeah,
What?
full ride. College teams, there's NCAA for esports. It's a really
No
lucrative
way.
market. Like the
Really?
average, like there's a tournament right now for Apex. It's $1 million prize. They'll do like three, four tournaments. The top earners in esports are doing about $1 million a year.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know that, but no, I still wouldn't let them play. Video
If you're
games are for
and
dorks. You guys
the
literally
risk
start
is too
peeing.
high. Yeah, like if they're most likely just gonna be average players sitting at home or playing in one of your dumb tournaments. So,
Isn't that true for like all athletes now?
it?
Ooh,
Iron Mangle
Magnus,
tournament? Was this
Magnus,
charity
Magnus.
tournaments?
I
Isn't
got
that
him.
true for all athletes of any sport?
Yeah,
Yo,
but
you know
there's a
what's key?
benefit. There's a benefit in sport.
There's a
There's a
benefit.
physical. There's a physical
Physical benefit.
benefit. Okay,
Physical wear and
and
tear. They might not be able to walk at 45.
that's
There's
okay.
injuries. They
That's
might
fine.
freaking
That's
suffer
fine.
concussions.
That's
My
fine. It's better
bro, I
than
can
sitting
barely
on a
walk at
couch.
45 now. I don't play sports, so
You're
it's a matter.
45? Oh my God, you're
I'm just
so old.
saying that you open your kid up to just as many risks, even more so with physical sports.
What? With
Like,
what?
what,
Like
concussions?
getting a cut lip?
Getting the fragging fingers cut off. If someone skates over
What?
him in hockey, I don't know.
What?
Like, there's risks there.
Get out of here, man. Okay.
Yo, I will let them play golf.
Yeah, golf
Golf
is great.
scholarship would be
Golf are
sick.
great.
It'd
Yep.
be awesome.
I'll tell you,
100%.
esports is going to overtake golf's in the next 20 years. And then you're
Golf
like,
is a better game.
okay, define sport. This is a good conversation. Define sport.
Anything that requires a
Like,
winning
do you have
element
to have a
is
physicality to it? Like, are you sweating buckets
athletic.
while you play? Are you playing sweating buckets while you play esports?
Yes.
Are you?
No.
Yeah. Fucking,
Jeez.
you guys haven't played competitive sport?
Sweaty
Yo,
controller.
The stress and the heat,
he just got triggered. He's gonna slap me. I just crossed
yeah.
the
Buddy, there's a whole term called sweats based on the fact that people sweat playing video games.
What about darts?
Yeah,
No,
darts
that's a
is a sport.
sport because you're still. It's like saying archery is a sport. You're aiming. You're throwing something. It requires. Is bowling a sport?
Yes. Not
No.
very. I mean, I don't really care for it, but it's still a sport.
I don't think
Curling.
baseball is a sport, so fuck.
The one
I
that
try.
people don't. The one people never. I think F1 is a sport.
F1's a
Yeah.
sport. Yeah.
It's a sport.
Anything that has a winning and losing, you can make a
And they have
sport
to
of
be
it.
physically fit to be successful.
I don't think physicality has anything
100%.
connecting to sport.
Well,
No, yes, it
not in
does.
golf, but golf
I mean, Randy also said he doesn't consider
Oh.
baseball a sport.
Even golf now, these guys are taking care of their
No,
fitness now
but you
for
don't have to be.
longevity.
But you don't have to be. Some of the top
No,
guys
but
in history were not.
In history, yeah, but like back in the day, hockey players were like go yeah, play hockey and have a bunch of beers right after, right? Like
cocaine,
like,
cocaine,
and cocaine. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Is but it like a sport now, if you don't do cocaine? Is it a sport if you don't have to do cocaine? I don't know why I got stuck in my mouth.
The start of the podcast, just practice your C's. Cocaine, 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 cocaine.
I just started like crazy right there. But I don't know, like sport, I think anything requires winning or losing. It's a sport.
Yeah, but video games are a sport.
So flipping why a coin.
You can pick a game out of flipping a coin.
It's not a sport. There has to be some physicality to it.
No, who says?
Now, the definition now, if it was, say if, it. If they turn it into like VR where you're like jogging on a treadmill and I would say, okay, that's a VR, that's a sport. But sitting in a gaming chair, eating
that's
Cheetos.
That's like, I mean,
you know, playing Call of Duty is not playing a sport right. Just because, you know.
This, guys, this is a agree to disagree. Let's just.
Yeah, it's like y'all being on.
This is a agree to disagree. This one's going nowhere. This is, fuck it, we don't have an answer.
Yes, we do. It's a sport. I don't understand.
No.
Everything you guys criticized it for not having, that real sports having, or traditional sports having.
Why are you so senti about the video games? I don't get it.
See, let's say he's an athlete. That's what he's trying to get at.
I'm not an athlete. I'm not good at
it. Look at my body. Look at my body.
Look, you don't have to be an athlete to be sport. So even if you're a pro esports player, doesn't make you an athlete. Athlete has a whole different definition and terminology associated to it.
Oh, are like stock traders? Is that a sport? Because you win trades and lose trades, right? So
you can make a game. There's competitions. Yeah. There's competitions, right? And that's making sport of something.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Wow, I really thought I'd get some support on this topic. You guys just totally ripped me for this.
Yo, go talk in your forums or your the 12-year-old.
All right, man. GG's. GG's on that topic. GG's.
Unite.
All right, let's switch to over to something more political just because, you know, we're the political guys.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's always exciting. I mean, normally we do very little pop culture and way more politics and shit and world current affairs. Today we're going to go pop culture heavy and minute for.
I think people got sick of the Ukraine conservative whatever trio that we kept talking about over and over again.
I got tired of bringing it up, man.
I still want to talk about Ukraine. It's fucking crazy.
No, I'm a veto any Ukraine topic today. We'll bring it up next.
He's just Raji's shooting a missile.
Yeah. I saw Raji freaking posted something late in the Discord, trying to make a late topic entry later. Right here.
They're just finding bodies of civilians in deserted, you know, Russian-occupied territory.
I mean, it's not going to change what we have to say about it. There's...
Yeah.
All right, moving to politics. Ontario Liberals promised more sick days and a higher minimum wage. I don't know if you guys saw the story. Del Duca, the leader, he basically said... One of the things that was actually interesting about his minimum wage topic was he wanted to do postal code or regional-based living wages. They don't call it minimum wages. They want living wages. So basically saying it's really expensive to live in Toronto. The living minimum wage for a job in Toronto should be $22 maybe. Whereas in Muskoka, your living wage, your minimum wage, $15-16, you can get by. That's cool. That's one of the things. Wanted to ban companies from needing doctor notes. So not sure how you feel about that. Yeah, I always thought it was a bit weird.
I don't think that makes sense. There's too many ways to game the system. I mean, look at Brampton. I see plates from every province here, right?
Yeah. That's a weird thing about like getting around insurance.
Yeah. Nova Scotia, man. Nova Scotia is going hard.
Exactly. I've seen some Saskatchewan plates here. Like,
remember when you were a kid, you'd see like an American plate. You're like, yo, they came from Florida. Like, you'd be so jacked. Now they're like Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia. You're like, yo, it's just.
Yeah, I was like, this fucker has a gas station in fucking, you know, Georgia. That's why he's here.
Okay, hold on. Legal question. You get into an accident, you got to pay out. Does that cover, like, say you're trying to collect on insurance? Could they be like, well, you're not even.
Yeah, 100%. You're allowed to, if the insurance company, you know, if they did an investigation and they see that you weren't just visiting, you know, Toronto, you actually lived here.
Hold on, what the fuck did Robbie just do with his headphones?
Sorry, cool guy.
Yeah. It was one of those moments where I come back and say, what do you mean?
There's many policies that could be like, you know, invalidated and the insurance company could take an off coverage position.
I like how you use proper terminology, off coverage position.
Coverage.
Sounds very technical. Oh, coverage. I thought I heard courage.
Off coverage. Off coverage position.
Actually, so let's go over some of these things real quick. So living wage based on postal code, thoughts?
It's too hard to enforce, but it does make sense, but too hard to enforce, so no.
What do you mean by too hard to enforce?
Well, can you charge more for the goods in that area then, because it's a co increased cost of business by giving a higher minimum wage? So, like for example, if your Starbucks coffee in Muskoka costs X amount of dollars, can you charge more now in Toronto?
Okay, good point.
Yeah, and if you're a Muskoka guy who rents a place in Brampton for $1 a month, and now you're entitled to $22 an hour, but you live in fucking Muskoka.
So you think that's what's going to happen in the same insurance state
Yeah.
flex where people just find
That's why I
the.
brought it up. That's why I fucking brought it up, boys. Come on.
No, but isn't it going to be where the business is run, not where it's located or is centered?
Why? So if someone is working remotely, they get paid
The
less?
remotely one's going to. I mean, that's the topic that Facebook and Google have been pushing, right? Where they're just like, well, now that you guys all get to live remotely and you're not paying San Francisco rent rates,
Yeah.
we feel like we don't owe you San Francisco
But
pay.
I agree with that.
So then
Yeah,
you
I
think
agree with that.
the company's not paying for real estate to have you sit in an office, right? They can kind of cut everything down and say, well, you're not here. You sit at home, you're,
Shouldn't they be
you
paying you more because now they're saving money on that?
know. No, why? You're a
Well, now
business. Why would
they're
they pay
not
you more?
paying. Why do
They're
they
not.
owe you?
Why do they owe you
What do
anything?
they owe you to like cut into their bottom line? Like
Me being a great employee,
what
fuck.
entitlement do you have? Yeah. Like why do you
Being a
feel so
great ass
entitled?
employee.
You're
No, but
not.
my understanding.
I can promise you you're not.
What are you talking about, man? One
my
of the top
understanding
programmers
was
in the
that,
world.
my
Cool.
understanding that was, if you moved to Silicon Valley or New York, you were automatically paid a higher wage automatically because the cost of living there is quite high. That's already been built in. So if you're now doing the same work from, I don't know, Montana, sitting in a cabin somewhere, why would they pay that extra amount so if you don't have to live there?
I would think it's
They're
skill. Your
paying for
skill
you to be
is
in the
good.
vicinity. Well, they're paying you to be in the vicinity of the work to go to be meetings or whatever it might be.
But
If
you're
you
still
don't need to
doing
be
all that.
there,
No?
virtually.
Yeah, but what's the difference between virtually meeting and.
Because you're physically not to have to be there now. Like
It's a
it's
commute.
before there was no option, right?
Wait,
So,
you're not silent because you disagree with that, are you?
no, I mean, look, if you have a skill that's worth a set amount and it's competitive against other salaries, you get paid what you're worth, right? So if you're good enough to work at for these silicon companies, you're that worth that wherever you work.
But where does that worth come from? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what are you doing on X amount of time per minute per hour that defines that rate? Are you $100 an hour? And is that rate based on the fact that you have to go in, that you're in
But
the vicinity, that
no,
they can call you in a meeting,
but
right?
in
It's like
programming that
call centers.
has,
No, let's talk about
yeah.
call centers. Why do people outsource?
But the people who outsource are usually not getting the same return that someone who
But let's say
would.
let's just say now they can. Why would you pay more? If you're a business, why would you pay more? You want to pay less.
No, but like when you call, if a call center gets me and I'm going to say like an overseas one, it's obvious it's an overseas call center. My respect and my like for that company, like, oh, this company's really cutting ties. Or, and I
Enough.
write no right
Fair
away,
enough.
like, yo, this company is, they're not, guy's not able to perform at the same level linguistically, just being able to handle my
So,
complaint. And so,
okay,
programming, I think, would be the same thing. You're paying cheaper
put it this way.
programmers because you
You
can.
let's say company X is located in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
And let's say Fort Worth is a place where nobody wants to live, right? So they now are giving you a bonus to recruit you, essentially say, hey, come work for us, and we're going to give you a surplus of a salary or money, whatever you want to call it, and that will entice you to come work for them in the new locality. Now that you're doing virtual, they do not have to pay that extra signing bonus, if you want to call it that, to get you to work for them, because there's going to be a bunch of other people who do the equal amount of work all over the country. Yes, you're right, there's going to be different pay grades in the terms of what you can do. But that little bit of bonus of you coming, there's no reason for that anymore, right? Like, why would you have to pay someone extra? Like,
But
that's the way I look
they're as a company still gonna have to justify, well, you know what, we're only gonna pay this set amount. And you now working remote have a million other companies that you can also work for. So, you know, maybe we do need a bonus to attract you still to our company. Because if we don't, what
Hmm.
why would you consider us versus all these other companies that are offering you this?
That's a competition thing, right?
So yeah, exactly. And the market will self-regulate. So it'll be, all right, we need people of certain competency in this role. Other companies do too. We're gonna have to pay XML. Great. So, you know, companies will top each other up, and then all of a sudden there'll be a new level that somebody, let's say Shinda, hypothetically your role, that everybody agrees, this is what we're going to pay our remote programmers, okay, of like certain amount of experience. But there's one or two people that are needed to come into the office. Well, how do we incentivize that? We're going to fucking pay them more. You'll be paid what's fair for someone who's a remote worker, but it will be less than someone who's forced to make the commute and come in, or forced to move to an expensive city and commute into work. And that's fair. And they'll always be fair. So,
all right,
so the premise is still the same. Remote workers get paid less than people who are forced to come into an office.
So it almost sounds though as though you guys agree with like regional based minimum wages then.
I can understand.
I feel like
I just don't think it's practical.
But if it's doable
I think San Francisco is a good case for that. That the housing prices have got so expensive there that the labor force has been forced out of the vicinity, and it's like any other place. They can't even find labor to work because people can't travel that far. So you have to incentivize them again to come in, right? So I mean that makes sense.
But doesn't that become like a really like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways, where now you're paying more for your coffee and now your cost of living is all going up. So now the minimum wage has to go up because everyone living there is having to get paid more. And now you're just...
But isn't that...
I'll give an example. First responders in Toronto. So we're talking about like nurses, firefighters, police officers, EMS. Like these people in these roles can't afford the $1.8 million houses, like tiny, tiny houses. So they're coming from the burbs and working downtown and then driving back every day. You know, sooner or later they get sick of it and they're going to end up working in the burbs. So Toronto has that problem of like retaining people. How do they retain people? They pay people a shit ton more to come in. You're making way more in these Toronto hospitals, Toronto Police Service, whatnot, right? In order to make it worthwhile. They have to, but it's the market's like, let's not go back to real estate, but the market's gone so crazy that, man, like working for Metro ain't what it was, you know, 10 years ago.
Okay. So safe to say we agree on principle, but you don't think the liberals
it's practical, yeah.
Know how to implement something like that.
Well, liberals can fucking throw in Hail Marys right now, right? Because they...
You get a car.
Yeah, exactly. He has room to maneuver.
You also said banning companies from requiring doctor notes. You're not in favor of that, or just don't think it's practical?
I even have an opinion on that. So
yeah, okay. I think it's kind of accepted that companies should have stopped forcing employees to get doctor notes now. Anyways,
I thought it was kind of archaic companies, that they required you to get the doctor notes.
If companies allow you to actually go to the doctor during the day, I would be okay with that. Like, you know, people have to take a day off to go to the doctor. I always never understood that. So
the principle is like, if you require a doctor's note, you have to pay the fee for it as an employer.
I always thought it was whack that if I felt I had a cold, that I'd have to go get a doctor's note to prove that I had that cold. Because it's one of those things like, look, I'm not able to work. Just give me the day. I'll feel better. And then I'm going to, but making me go while I'm sick to the doctor, sit there for an hour, whatever, to get a note.
People abuse their sick days. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
It must be nice to have paid sick days. I don't even know what that feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I get for working with guys who have their own businesses. They also said reimburse employees up to $200 a day for missed work. Total estimated cost of that was going to be $800
million. The fuck? Del Duca.
Up to $200 a day for missed work.
Everybody's getting for doctor's notes.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting, start charging $100 for a doctor's note.
Yeah, and I think he wanted to extend the total minimum sick days available by mandate to 10 days.
Yo, instead of one politician just come in and just say, hey, we're cutting everything. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard 4 years, man. We gotta get this budget.
I feel like that's what Ford ran on, isn't it?
But he didn't do it.
Yeah. No, the only... The only cool thing Del Duca's actually brought up is his like 4-day work week pilot.
Yep. Four Everything else kind of project, like, that was another. How do you feel about that? Would you be able to do? Lawyers are different because you guys can't even do normal 9-to-5 or 8-hour work days.
Yeah, but like I was just thinking,
no, this week, whatsoever.
This week, I'm, no, it's true. But like this week, I'm going away on Friday, so I already have it in my mind that my 4 days in the office, I need to be productive as fuck because I can't work this weekend, which I normally would. So yeah, if I, like for most other jobs, if you have 4 day work week, I would assume that you start being much more efficient with it.
I'm on 7 days, bro. So.
You're like, what is
5 days? 5 days. 5 days sounds beautiful. I don't even know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Oh man, 4 days would be dope, but I don't know if it would make me any more productive after a while because all of a sudden that 4 days is your normal.
I should have been a teacher, man. Teacher is a good gig.
Oh, for the 2 month vacation, but they don't get paid the full 2 months that they're off.
Yo, I'd be the perfect physics high school teacher, grade 12.
It's not too late.
Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing, man.
I heard there's a mad shortage in STEM teachers. Last one. Adding a government-protected minimum benefits package for self-employed slash gig economy workers. You guys don't get benefits now, do you?
No.
We've
well, I do through like spouse.
Yeah. You
guys basically like everyone needs one spouse.
No, everybody needs a spouse.
My wife's gone private, so we got nothing. Okay. It's hurting. It hurts.
So for you, that would probably be a good little thing, no?
Yeah.
Like maybe we just end up paying more in tax for
maybe for gig economy workers. But...
Who's paying for all this, right? Like it's great, but where's it coming from?
Yeah,
I mean they just cut out the stupid stickers. Where's that money going to come from?
I think it's great, man. I love them. You just said governments aren't cutting enough. You just said governments don't cut enough, and here we do. We just cut a program.
What I would be okay with the stickers, is pay. I don't. The fee's fine, right? If it goes back into the roadworks. But make it like an automatic thing you can sit at home and do. It's like a register plate. You're not the stupid sticker. I got to go in, stand in service Ontario. That annoys me. But all he's going to do is remove the stickers and tack on some other tax that you're going to end up paying anyways. You're just not going to see it. So you're going to end up paying it. You just don't got to get the stupid sticker anymore. So
what if he's really like, yeah, we don't need that.
Oh, yeah, because Ontario really doesn't need money right now. Yeah, we're bathing in it. Yeah, you know.
Robbie proved that he wants a government that says we're going to come and cut stuff, and when they do, he gets mad that they did.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
Why
no.
Governments can't come and cut stuff.
No.
Yes. He's going to make an important point.
I don't even know why. He got the finger out.
God damn it! What was I saying? No, I want them to cut spending on certain programs that don't make sense, or you know, spend money where they should, or you know what? If the programs are the same, go inwards and make sure there's no wastage. Because let's be honest, we know public sector is not great for managing money.
All right. Quickly talking about government spending, the Canadian government paid over $600,000 in advertising to social media influencers. How does that make you feel?
Oh, one what? So which kind of COVID? Was it for COVID?
Okay, so based to like add some more context to this. The Canadian government hired a marketing agency, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Great friggin' name for a company. Reminds me of the movie, great fucking movie. And that marketing firm came up with a campaign that involved using social media influencers to push the Canadian government's position on COVID vaccines being safe to take and encouraging people to take vaccines. And it also, there were some other campaigns to like travel locally, and tourism kind of stuff related that was paid to the social media influencers.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So, one, is social media influencing real marketing? Is that where we are now? That
yeah, like the, yeah, there's a value of like these influencers. That's why they call it influencers. But
was it to counteract the fake news?
I think it was. Yeah, part of it. Like from what I saw, some of the campaign was kind of like. But some of it really felt like I saw one of the things. There was a Punjabi guy, Sukhman Gill. I'm not familiar with him. I'm also out of touch. I'm old as hell. One of his things was, I took the vaccine after doing my own research and realizing that it's kind of safe to take. Which I guess they were kind of deter or research. Add a new part. Yeah, research.
Research.
They were really trying to show like, you know, people, these guys who have these followings as we've done our research, it's safe to do. Government told us.
I'm okay with them being creative then and going outside the box of traditional advertising to get the message across, right? Especially since so many people get their information from social media now. People watch and read. First of all, they read the news less and less. Now they're watching the news less and less.
So is that them just playing individual influence, or is that the whole ad budget? Like the whole advertising budget? Like, you know how Canada has commercials, like the government of Canada has commercials on TV? You know,
no, so this was $600,000 spent on a campaign that was allotted and spent directly on social media influencers. So it wasn't just one guy making $600,000. It was
that's fine.
40, 50
divided by the province, divided by the provinces, and seems like, reasonable.
Like these influencers probably got like 10K each, right, to make a bunch of posts. That's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah,
and it seems like they tried to.
I'm mad we didn't get on it.
Across,
how did we get on this? Like,
well, clearly, because
like, I would have taken the jab. Like, yo, jab me three times.
Let's go. We have no clout online. That's why.
We have our loyal followers, who I don't think we'd be able to convince them to do anything. Honestly, the fact that we're able to
don't insult the five followers we have. Why are you?
I'm just saying. I don't think anyone listens to us and be like, I agree with what they say. I'm gonna go smack someone.
That's not what we were saying, but maybe, yeah.
No one listens to you.
Clearly, we're Team Chris Rock. Clearly, we're Team Will Smith.
Okay, the game gets team straight. No wonder. He's been cheering for friggin' a team that's not even the World Cup Italy Freudian, during the World Cup
Freudian
game.
Slip there. Freudian slip, right?
Freudian slip, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But I don't know. I was like, holy smokes, is social media influencing? That's the new norm when it comes to marketing. That's where people are getting their news.
Yeah, I think there's been a shift in that dynamic. It's not TV and radio anymore. You know, what's the main kind of way to reach the public? It's social media. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's tuning into radio anymore. So
the podcast still over the radio a little bit.
Yeah, you know. So
all right.
So I can't fault them. I can't fault them for being modern with their take. That's good that they did that. I'm surprised they did.
I'm just curious how we get in on this. We need to figure out how to up our influential game. Everyone get one of your cousins to follow us.
If the government of Canada approaches us, there's bigger problems to be had in our government.
Look, man, if those pranksters got an interview with Trump and became the face of the Republican Party, I feel like there's hope. I feel like anything is possible. KG, he's spoken into existence, so we're going to do the same thing here. Everyone,
I always laugh about that. Anything is possible. Everybody forgets, he was on... I think he was an Adidas athlete at that point, and that was their tagline. Anything is possible, from what I remember.
So he was influence as a basketball player. What we really need is every listener and follower to find one cousin, brother, friend to start listening, and it'll grow our thing by...
And when we mean cousin, we don't mean blood, because in Punjabi, that word is...
Yeah, push us to get sponsored, and we'll work with sponsors to have a discount for the product.
We can get sponsors.
They should do it just as a troll job, just to show that it's
possible. As long as Shinda's okay with the Daru sponsor that I'm going to bring on. I don't know. He's in for hunting, so maybe we can incorporate that. Shinda's hunting and pushing whiskey now, too.
I'd much rather have a gun sponsorship than
purple pugs.
Like the NRA, if they wanted to sponsor us, I'd be a little bit more inclined than...
Why?
Bacardi.
What's wrong with Daru?
Punjabi whiskey, what's it called?
No, it's not Punjabi. It's a...
Give him a plug right now.
it's a rum, Island Diaz. I'll give him a plug. Island Diaz. It's a good family member's company. So
Island Diaz.
Island right. Boy. All right, moving on. Let's just close that up. We've been going for a while. Donkey of the Week.
Jason Kennedy.
Oh, yes, yes.
I feel like we have a few donkeys based on the
donkey? Isn't the Monkey of the Week? Donkey of the Week stealing another show.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey of the Week is on Bonder of the Week. It's Bonder of the Week is ours.
Bonder. I mean, clearly we'll show where we got our idea for Donkey of the Week.
Exactly. You just baited our scene out.
Honestly, Will Smith is the fucking Bonder, okay, of the week.
He's the Mudge.
I'm not even mad at that.
Let's kill him the
Mudge. We got a few this week, I think. All right, so Will Smith, whatever. I'm not going to bring that one up. He was in the right. Ranji had Jason Kenney.
Yeah.
What did Jason Kenney do?
So Jason Kenney tried to do this bit out of Doug Ford's book, you know, with Dougie the Dougler.
The shovel.
The shovel around Toronto, okay? fucking videotaping Jason Kenney. I don't know what it was or what the point
of it was. For carbon, but he was carbon tax. Carbon
oh,
tax.
Okay. Carbon so tax. He filmed himself getting at a gas pump with his pickup truck. And as cameras are going around, he can't even get the fucking nozzle out of his truck. As if you want to be relatable, but how does this, how does this gas receptacle work, right? Like,
I like how you guys call it receptacle. Never heard
of the word for it. I don't even know what the word
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, no, no, but like, no, no. I'm trying to make a point that he tried to look like the relatable, audible, average Joe who is getting hit. Getting hit at the gas pump, but like, fuck off. Like, you're some rich guy. You don't relate to the everybody's struggles.
You're not normally the one pumping gas.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, exactly. So, fuck off. He looks stupid. Anyways, we should maybe retweet that clip after we post this pod so people know what we're talking about. It's pretty funny.
Video. All right, I'll try to include it right over this video. My bond of the week was, what was her name? Lethbridge. It was Lethbridge MP Rachel Thomas.
Oh, yes. Yes,
she is my nomination for this, but for what she did, I'll post the video for her too. She went up, she did her like little, she called Trudeau a dictator, followed up by the people of Canada will vote you out next election. Two completely at odds terms. And she said it so convincingly and so proudly, like she just read the dictionary. I just realized that there's a dictionary that has words, that has this definition that seems like it might have fit you. And you're going to be voted out next.
I think she's a MP for the last 2 months or something like that. It's like something recent.
Hold on. How does that excuse it?
That's no excuse.
No, no. I'm just saying they should read her history to see like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. Like, how could you vote a person in like that, right? So why is it conservatives that always forget we're all on the same team technically? You know,
Liberals do that too. It's always the party that's not in.
But it's like the conservatives shoot themselves doing it. Okay, so it's much more.
I mean, isn't that the running joke? Is that conservatives don't want to get elected?
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
they
like
the foot.
How can you call your prime minister a dictator? What were you thinking? You know
so stupid.
But you know what's kind of crazy about this is usually, there's someone in the party that reviews your statement before you make it. Like, you have to submit it for review, and someone's like, yeah, that's cool to say, go ahead, whatever.
Yeah, but she's like one of the idiots that was, like, really up in the trucker protest and openly supporting him. So, like, she's an idiot anyways. It's on brand for her.
Oddly enough, I was listening to an interview of Kejriwal today after, obviously, everything that's been going in Punjab. And these reporters are really trying to hammer him on his speech that he made recently, where he criticized the BJP for supporting a movie. And they're trying to, you know, get him to bite and say something irrational. And they go, you know, so are you against Prime Minister Modi? And he goes, no, he's my prime minister. He has the full respect. I wish he does the best. I wish he does the best for our country. Literally what he's stating is, I still hope, you know, as a fellow countryman, that the government does the right thing. In our government, you listen to, there's no one saying things like that, right? They're just ready to cut each other up and chop each other down. But this dictator thing was like, is this the future? Is this the future of that party? Is this the way they're going to approach? Because, they almost had my vote. Almost. So, almost.
It's got pretty nastier, actually, over the last, I want to say, couple of elections. And it's getting worse and worse. I think after this whole, like, Trump effect in the U.S.
The populist movement.
Yeah. It really seeped into Canada now, too.
Well, like, I mean, argue. No, they should argue. They should criticize, but, you know.
There's some decorum and respect.
Yeah, not even that. Get some work done. You know, argue about things that are real, right? Like, you know, Canadians are wondering. No, they're not. They want you to do your job and make the salary you're making, you know, justify what you're getting paid. Do your job, right? Your job's not to stand there and yell words that don't even make sense. So that's my 2 cents on it. All conservatives, all liberals too, all politicians.
Tell us how you really feel. do we have like a Bakra of the week as we?
This week,
I don't know. Bhagwant Mann has mine. I'm going to put him out there for the last few things he at least is proposing with the private schools. No hike in private school fees in India, and the other thing was if a private school
doesn't make them not private. That seems like a very
public school. What he's saying is that, private schools will require you to buy certain uniforms from a they can't force you to buy certain books or for a certain uniform for a certain shop. So he's putting a ban to that. So I'm like, yo, like, yeah, he's doing something, you know. What has a Duggler done?
I mean, yo,
province-wide
NRS. Didn't Duggler recently raise? Sorry. Yeah. I had to interrupt you here. Is this what you're talking about, the province thing? So I got so fixated, I'm trying to remember it. But all right, what Randy was saying before I interrupted him, that thing.
The province-wide non-resident speculation tax before, you know, as of like a couple of days ago, it was just a Greater Toronto Horseshoe. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Golden Horseshoe, yeah. It was certain cities in the GTA plus a little bit further out. There was a 15% tax for foreign nationals when they're buying a house. That was kind of put in place to slow down all this foreign money. But like the impact of like that was like Ottawa and other cities in Ontario were getting killed. Like locals are getting priced out there too. So now it's 20%. So fine, a 5% increase, but it's province wide. So
it's lipstick on a pig, my friend. It doesn't do anything.
It does.
5% to a rich guy overseas doesn't do nothing to him. Trust me.
All right, so you're telling me you wouldn't mind 5% on your taxes?
You're saying on $1 million house, an extra 20%.
If I'm trying to clean my money, brother, 5% is nothing. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not 5%.
They're not trying to clean money. They're not. It's investment.
It's 20%.
You're saying on the outer regions, not in Toronto. So you're saying the outer regions now are full
20%. Now it's everywhere. Everywhere is 20%.
That doesn't matter.
It's still
a little while. I'll go back up.
No, of course
it's not. It'll eventually go back up, but it's definitely cool to market right now. The market's fucking cool. It's chilled the fuck out.
You're making investments.
And it's talking about how trippy everything is.
Look, yeah, it's just high. It's not money laundering.
It's too high. It's not all money laundering, right? It could be legitimate investments. And so if you're legitimately investing in Toronto real estate because you're like, it's going to go up, if there's a 20% tax on it, you're like, well, there's a bunch of other stuff I could be investing in that won't penalize me near as much. 5% is enough. It's in like 1.5% dissuades people from using certain payment merchants, a credit card, Visa versus MasterCard.
Amex.
He rolled it out without warning. He just rolled it out and made it effective right away. That was the right way to do it.
5% is a big number when it comes to investing.
It's just nice how all these things happen right around election, right?
Yeah.
At the same time, you just kind of accept it.
Med school, Brampton.
I mean, it's happening regardless of when. It happened during your term. That's what matters. Doesn't matter when.
Speak your mind, boys. I dare you to.
Get smacked. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we call it at night?
Yeah. Just quick thoughts. Halo? Like, I've only seen one episode. I'm going to watch the second one now, but thoughts?
Oh, Matt, where are you watching it?
Plus. It's on HBO.
I did have one thing when you guys were, you know, when we're criticizing TV shows and all that. Do people who don't pay for subscriptions get to criticize the TV show?
Yes.
Why? You're not paying for the art. I am.
Then you're paying for a shitty show if I'm criticizing it. Congratulations.
I'm just saying you don't get to criticize because it's cheap.
Is it like saying, are you allowed to make fun of my sports team? You don't even support them.
What I'm trying to say is that if you're not going to pay for the content's not going to have the budget to get better. So you can't complain when the content's not better.
Well, I won't complain about the production.
I love production.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's the thing I complain about almost solely.
I saw Moon Knight. I saw the first one, so.
What's it about Loki? Like, I've never heard of Moon Knight as a character.
So I haven't either. But just from what I watched in the first episode, it looks like the guy has a split personality. And there might be a deity that's taking that over, and he has some powers. It's pretty cool. It's weird. I like it. Weird. That's how I would describe it.
The trailers haven't been enough to entice me to watch it. That's where I'm at with Moon Knight. I'm kind of waiting for Robbie to tell me it's watchable, just like he did Bel Air. But
pretty much, I'm waiting for you to say.
Are you not watching it?
Hasn't piqued my interest.
You know why? Because Will Smith's not that great.
Is he in it?
He's producing it.
Moon Knight or Bel Air?
Bel Air.
I'm talking about Moon Knight.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I thought you were talking about Bel Air. I'm like, are you watching Bel Air? You guys are like, yeah, we're watching it.
Yeah, I love Bel Air.
He's checked out.
Robbie, so
you were the guy who said it's going to be shit, and you complained about it.
Yeah, I did still. I came around on that one.
Moon Knight is weird. That's all. Like, you know what I liked? I liked Loki, and I found Loki to be really weird.
I loved Loki.
I thought it was I liked Loki.
I loved Loki.
I'm down with the Disney stuff, man. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, Loki was sick.
And they had the real actor for Loki. They didn't try to like fill him in with some other like
Tom Middleston.
Hiddleston. I don't know his name. I have a horrible time with actor names, but Loki was one of the best Marvel TV shows. It no, was. It was on regular TV, wasn't it? Or was it a Disney Plus? I mean, I'm sure I paid for it somewhere. Halo.
Brad, you did it.
First episode. I thought it was cool. I don't come in with too much Halo lore in my back pocket, so I'm not that tied. I love the Halo the video games. Yeah. I like Halo the new video game. I haven't experienced the old ones, and I know a lot of those people really hated it. Hated the TV show.
I play Halo 1 and Halo 2, but after that, I never played Halo again.
Apparently, Halo 3 was really big. I was taking a break from video games during Halo 1, 2, 3. So,
what happened to you, brother?
University, trying to get into school, touching grass. Thinking real sports mattered.
Weren't you playing Counter Strike at that point? I think you were.
No, I never talked. I was more StarCraft.
Isn't that Counter Strike tournament
you're doing? Counter Strike is still going on, man. No, I was that, honestly. No,
was that the game Counter Strike? No.
Call of Duty.
No, we would link up on a LAN and all play.
Age of Empires.
Age of Empires.
We played Age of Empires a lot too, but no, there was a shooting game. I think it was Counter Strike.
Counter Strike.
I thought it was Soldier of Fortune.
No,
Soldier I think it's Counter Strike. Remember Soldier of Fortune 2?
Yeah, no, I don't remember playing too many video games with you and a lot of people during my first year.
Did you play with Ranji, like a shooter?
No.
No?
Yeah, we did. We played Counter Strike. We did.
We did. We had like a tournament a few times.
Yeah.
Maybe. I honestly don't. It wasn't a big enough impact on my life that I remember playing it. I know even now when people want to play Counter Strike, I'm like, yeah. But yeah, Halo missed that whole thing. I kind of regret missing it because apparently I missed like a golden age of video game multiplayer, but
great game. Man, so, but speaking of Age of Empires, man, you just brought back a lot of nostalgia right there. Great game.
The game's still going strong.
It's anyways, a great game, man. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
I gotta watch Top Boy. Top Boy's been my main watch that I've been wanting to watch that I just haven't.
Great show.
Well, right. Boys, I'm gonna get to watching
Halo. Oh shit! We forgot intros.
I know.
Do outros.
Outro. Go for outro. Hold on, whose turn is it mine?
Yeah.
What are you guys?
So I was Shinda Singh. That guy over here, that's Robbie. It's like, yo, we could do the Brady Bunch thing where you guys like if you look down, I could point up.
Yell at him the whole time.
Like, yo, this is Robbie.
Like, this guy.
Oh that hold on.
It is this guy.
Yeah. And that's Raji. Esquire.
This guy.
And this is the greatest guy here, Shinda Singh. I got nothing else to say, man.
Thanks for tuning in.
And please get other people to listen so we can get influencer money.
Yeah.
Yo,
discount codes.
Hold on, before we go, on the spot, Mr. and Mrs. Jones hired us to do a PR plug for the government. What policy? Vaccine. Let's just go vaccine. What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
No, not what money? You say. No, pitch it. What's your... What do we do? What's our vaccine commercial look like?
Oh, Robbie giving us DK.
Which kind of DK?
In the butt.
This guy's a freaking optician.
I'm going to roll up.
We roll up.
I'm ready, doctor. I'm
but I'm willing to take it. I'm willing to do this for my country.
Yeah. Better than ivermectin.
Pull up to his office. Guy takes out the eye clinic, pushes it to the side.
It's like Dr. Nick, man. Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hold on. I feel like we got something here. Robbie's Dr. Nick. Gives us a ticket, add an optician, out of classes. White coat. Do you normally wear? You don't even wear a white coat. That sucks. If you wearing a white coat, you would.
I did in the pandemic.
Just to convince people. You're like, everyone likes doctors right now.
You know what, Robbie? I've gone to him, and he does this weird thing. It's not that he has like the top collar undone. He's got like the second two buttons on the shirt undone too. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Robbie does this weird thing where you show up, and he has like a latex glove on it, and he's like just snapping it when you walk in. It's like, okay. But you're here to check my eyes.
Prostate exams too.
All right, so yo, There you go. This is why we need to be influencers. So yep. Encourage other people in your world to listen to us.
Send us money.
And so the government will send us money. We want government money. We don't want your money. We want the government's money.
Yeah.
But we'll probably try selling merch, which we'll be taking our money too. So.
Nope.
All right, boys.
That was a fun one.